Assembly Speaker Silver has made increasing the state's minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.50 an hour one of his top priorities this year.
Nobody in our country who works a full week should be poor. But today, minimum wage earners are poor by all standards.
But so far, none of the other leaders at the Capitol have signed on to the plan. Governor Cuomo says he's philosophically in agreement, but he wants to look at the specifics and has some concerns about the economic impact. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelo says flatly that he is against it.
This could be a job killer rather than a job promoter.
Senator Skelo says the working poor are already helped by the earned income tax credit. Silver dismisses the argument that increasing the minimum wage hurts jobs as a myth, and he says studies have proved that retail services, where many of the entry-level jobs are located, don't leave when a state raises its minimum wage. Deals in Albany are often the result of horse trading, but Speaker Silver says he isn't planning on bargaining for his proposal right now.
It's not a matter of trade. This is almost a moral responsibility here to give people a wage that they can live on. When they work full time, they should be able to pick themselves up and, you know, not be dependent on government, which is really what the alternative is.
Last year, the speaker backed an extension of the state's temporary income tax surcharge on millionaires. While both Cuomo and the Senate initially opposed the idea, they eventually agreed to extend the tax on the rich last December. Silver says he has another tax proposal he'd like to see implemented this year. He says when the governor and legislature acted to renew the tax on millionaires, they also cut taxes for the middle class. Now, Silver says he'd like to broaden those tax breaks to the working poor.
I think it's time this year that we took care of the bottom end. We suggested a reduction for anybody making less than $30,000 and eliminating from the tax brackets anybody who makes under $20,000.
The speaker says he'd like the plan in the new state budget. The state has a $2 billion deficit, but he says the $150 million tax break could be absorbed. Governor Cuomo's budget plan includes a proposal to offer a new benefit tier to future state employees. It would include for the first time the option of a defined retirement contribution similar to a 401k. Speaker Silver has some reservations about that. He says the recent gyrations of the stock market means that someone could reach retirement age only to find that their fund's value had temporarily plummeted.
I think it has very many pitfalls, you know, for a defined contribution plan. You know, went through the last 5 years. I don't want to see people who've worked 40 years basically not be able to retire, you know, have to work till they're 75 years old because they can't afford to retire.
The speaker says he wants to make sure that the proposal would not just create future welfare recipients. Plus, he says a new benefit tier was just implemented 2 years ago, and he says the jury is still out on whether it will generate the future savings initially promised. The speaker does agree with the governor's proposal to stop employees from using overtime in their last years of state service to artificially boost their salaries and pension rates. He says there have been some abuses, and he says some of the costs do need to be reined in. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.